fine. So just before we get back to the drinking the cup, I wanted just to share that I saw last night that in Daniel Sperber's collection, Minhagim Yisrael, this is an 8-volume set, if you've ever seen it, on Minhagim. It's a bit hard to find anything in it unless you have the Mafteach and the 8th volume, because as he writes in his introduction, Daniel Sperber is like one of the leading scholars of Minhag in the world. But as he writes in the introduction, most of these chapters started as his vorts between Minchamarev and his shul. That he would write about him. He would like research a Minhag very, very intensely, give it over in shul. So the volumes aren't exactly published systematically in that way. And that's why, so the topic of Kiddush at Sudat Shlishit, he has the primary chapter in volume 1, and then he has a Ha'ara in volume 2 and 4 and 8. Like half a page here, half a page there. I saw another source, right? And I don't know if it's ever been reorganized, but Minhagei Yisrael. But focusing just on his primary chapter, second, where'd it go? So he addresses the topic of Kiddush at Sudat Shlishit. Where'd it go? And he argues, did I put the wrong volume in my bag? That's possible. So he argues about, this is Perek Chet in the first volume. He says as follows, okay? So he thinks that in order to understand the Minhagim around whether you make Kiddush at Sudat Shlishit, you have to realize that there's one, besides the whole machloket we saw around the Rambam, there's one more minhag that exists in the background. And that is that there were two minhagim of how to do Sudat Shlishit. One is the way most of us probably do that, which is lunch, and then you have Sudat Shlishit later. But there apparently was a very common minhag to simply divide your lunch into two halves, to artificially break it into two. But then he thinks, and this is what he adds, that he thinks that the question of Kiddush at Sudat Shlishit was partially affected by this, where right, so first he quotes the whole Rambam, right? The Rambam, does the Rambam really think there's Kiddush? Does the Rambam not think that is Kiddush? But then he claims that Ulam Barur Ki Minag Zele Kadesh B'Sudat Shlishit Lo Notzar Mitoch Ta'ut B'Avanat Rambam. He thinks that the Minag that emerged isn't just because many people misunderstood the Rambam. Right? Even if you think the Rambam thinks you don't make Kiddush at Sudat Shlishit, he said it'd be very weird to say that the communities where they definitely did say Kiddush at Sudat Shlishit is just because they misunderstood the Rambam and thought that he meant you're supposed to say Kiddush when the Rambam never said such a thing. Right? He's not willing to accept that. And his proof is that we saw already in the Machzor Vitri and the Ravya that many of the very early sources, the Gaonim already, they made Kiddush. Right? It's very hard to say, oh yeah, the minhag that emerged is just because later on people misunderstood the Rambam or they dealt with this, right? When we know there were the early sources like Machzor Vitri that had Kiddush at Sudat Shlishit. He notes as well that in the Shul HaLeket, it's clear they did this in Italy. And therefore he says, Nirele Shish the Farisha Tama Vihitavutas or Halugat Minagim Zu, Imlikadesh Bizar Shlishit Olo, Alpiano Agim Ashonim, Bikviad Zmanashal Sudat Zu. Thinks the Minag depended or emerged because of this machloket about timing. Lefiat Zu. He thinks that in the communities where they do Sudat Shlishit the way we do, as two completely separate meals, lunch and then Sudat Shlishit hours later, in those communities they were at least more likely to adopt the minhag of having Kiddush. But if people had Sudat Shlishit essentially part two of lunch, Hareshar Amirat Kiddush Nosaf Krovai Lechashev Kebracha Levatala. To do a second Kiddush would basically be a bracha Levatala or bracha Shein Atzvicha. Ukil Shanosha is a rov, is a kashan li vize two kasha li ania mechaber, halecha jachli pader bracha acha, the goran shrachai bracha shnia, ba shnia avia bracha levatala. He said that's, in fact, it was a rov's critique. Right? Is don't make another kiddush because it's a bracha levatala. He said, well, why would you think it's a bracha levatala? Unless he was having lunch and Zubash Lashi one after the other. So to say kiddush, is on necessary. Now he says this is not the only thing, and obviously there's some pulmos going on, but I just wanted to raise that, right? That part of this might have emerged from that variance in Minhagim. You can read the whole chapter if you want it over here. Yeah.
It's just ironic because nowadays we have it in,
correct. We have something separate, we don't have Kiddush. Yeah. Yeah. And that's right where I'm not totally convinced by the analysis, but the fact that it might have been part of it that much, I think is an interesting, point. Okay. Good. So yesterday we were going back to in terms of who has to drink the cup. So as we saw, three shitot. The Bahag says, correct, that the person making Kiddush himself must have Malalugmav. The Rashbam said somebody else can drink it, and the Ritva that has a suffix, whether when someone else drinks it, you can have it in total, or they have to have, the Ritva raises the suffix, as to whether when someone else drinks it, that person must have kishir, melalugmav, or in conglomerate, they must have melalugmav. And we talked about that at some level, that may hang on whether you think melalugmav is a shir in any sense, because if it's not a shir, it's an experiential shir, of drinking, it'd be very weird for, as we said, Eitan to make Kiddush, and then Morty and Josh to have to, together, have the amount of wine that fits into one of Eitan's cheeks. Right? That doesn't really work. If you think it's an objective shear, that Malolugmav is, you know, an objective shear, it's okay, maybe you can focus on this. But again, if you think Malolugmav is not a real shear, but it's a way of saying you need the experience of Shtia, then maybe you can say that someone else needs to drink his Malalugmav. But to say that multiple people can come up with half Malalugmavs, that seems very, very unlikely. We raised other possibilities yesterday, but I think maybe the best way to move forward now is to start pinning down more Svarot rather than trying to rehash all the theoretical, and we'll see how Mefarshim actually take it. So let's look at Ramchalama, okay, 14. And see where he falls on this. So he says, "Ela yeshli lefaresh, da'acha lav kol adam b'shelo kamar, ela melalugmav shel adam beinoni." So first of all, on the question of whether melalugmav is an objective shear or an experiential shear, Tosfot, as we saw, said it's based on you. If Morty is making Kiddush, it's Morty's cheekful. If Josh is making it, it's Josh's cheekful. If it's Mo's, then Mo claims he has a bigger cheekful. I don't know if it's true, but this is what he claimed yesterday. Is it true? Great.
We should test it out. Sure.
You can test it out. Go ahead.
Oh, cool.
The Maram Chalava, though, says no. It is the average person's cheekful. And he distinguishes it from Yom Kippur, because on Yom Kippur, it says, Lo dami li yom kippurim da hatam bahana talya milta. He says, on Yom Kippur, the shear is indeed person-dependent, because there, what matters is your enjoyment, meaning your undermining of inui. And in order to undermine your inui, you need to drink an amount that undermines your inui. Or as the Gemara says it, that brings you to vedata, that brings satiation. So yeah, on Yom Kippur, it's about the experience of drinking. And therefore, it is personal dependent, but not...
What?
For what? Yes, and he says that malo lugmav is mamash malo, your malay lugmav, by drinking. But then he says, okay, and when we say mekadesh, it doesn't have to be mekadesh. Anybody can do it. The Shar Brachot Afila Yenuka Nami. Right, he says this, he thinks, is the machloket in the Gemara itself. Right, that the Shita that says Kolshu, and Rehuda says Melo Lugmav, what they're really arguing about is whether the Mekadesh has to drink by Lugmav. He says, but it's only Birkat HaMitzvah that you need Melo Lugmav everywhere, but by a regular Birkat HaNa, you drink any amount. Rav Yitzchak ben Gyatzal, Kashkatav Shem Rebbe Nusadi, Gonzal Shem Afarech, Alayayin Olamayim, Sarach Lidom Lo Lugmav Eino Nira Kain. He says, there is a Shita that Melo Lugmav, remember yesterday we said that for Birchat Anen you don't need Melo Lugmav? But he said, Rav Sajigon thinks that you do. That anybody who makes a bracha, if I'm making a bracha on water, then I need to have at least Melo Lugmav. Otherwise, bracha levatala. Now, if you held that, then what would you think?
There's no way that the person making the bracha can't.
Right. So then you would say, well, first of all, if it's a bracha anen, you must drink it. If it's a bracha in all bracha anen, unless you say that it's a totally different type of bracha anen, then maybe not. You also would very unlikely think that you can split up the Melo Lugmav because it is the minimum shear that counts for anything under any circumstances in any area of halacha.
I mean, it's still a possibility that you can, if you have more than a Melo Lugmav in the cup, you can split up. But
that's possible. Okay. Yeah. Right, because he thinks Melo Lugmav is a basic shear in all areas of halacha, even on Be'er. Okay. Now, if you go to 16, the Aruch HaShulchan tries to explain both positions. Why would you say that you need one person to drink the Melo Lugmav, and why would you say that multiple people together can drink the Melo Lugmav? So Aruch HaShulchan says in 16, V'ta'am de'a rishona. The reason for the first position, namely she'ein mitzdarfin Melo Lugmav v'she'et shnayim, that two people do not combine. Ta'amam, what's the reason? Mishum depachum alugmav ein ba hanagimura. Because, as we said, there is no hana'a. What is that another way of saying? It's not a real shear. Even if it is a shear, what type of shear is it? An experiential shear. That you need to drink and have hana'a chtia.
Would be
subjective. So why would you say one person, not necessarily the Mekadesh, but somebody needs to drink it and drink the whole Melo Lugmav? Because Melo Lugmav is an experiential shear. It's a shear in a Maisa Shtia. And therefore, you can't split it because it's not that Morty did half a Maisa Shtia and Josh did half a Maisa Shtia. It's that they neither one of them...
I didn't have Halachic Hana.
Exactly. You didn't have Halachic Hana. Avala Ritva, then how would you defend the position of the Ritva? The Ritva quotes the position of the Balei Tosfot that, okay, we'll mix it up, that Nadav and Avi can split the Melo Lugmav together when Gabe made Kiddush. What? Right? So he says, Vatam Pashut. So now, Binyamin says, what should the Aruch HaShulchan say? Because it's a formal amount. I agree with you. That's what he should say. Instead, he says something even more surprising. And he says, Divada Yeshana Gamat Yayin. Nope. Because it's not true. What Morty said before, that you only got halachic anayda, malolukmav. Nish true. Right? You got some hana'a, and apparently that's enough. L'chein mavarchen aval kol shum b'shim d'asr le'anup lo bracha. What? I don't know. Now, it is because... Now, he then adds that it's usher to get hana'a without a bracha, right? That may indicate that because we reject the gonim, and we hold in general with birchat anen, and you have to drink even a little bit, what might the Aruch HaShulchan really be saying?
It's only a birchat anen.
Yeah. Right? I think that what the Aruch HaJochan might be justifying it is he's saying, aha, maybe the Svara is that Kiddush is basically a Birchat HaNenin, and if we pasken against the Gaonim, that by Birchat HaNenin, even for a Mashu, you have to make a Bracha. Very good. The problem is if you bought that, then you shouldn't need a Malo Logmav at all. So you might have to say Tzvei Dinim, that it's enough of a Birchat HaNenin to be Machshiv, any amount of drinking as existing. But you need Milalugmav to get the second aspect, which is the Kiddush, right? I think the Aruch HaShulchan is going to have to come to something very fancy like that. Admittedly, it's very fancy.
So is Revias not even something that comes into play?
No, Revias is not the relevant here. It's Milalugmav.
Okay.
It's
like
what? Yeah. Now this, I think Kobe had said something like this yesterday, right? Right, of recognizing the dual aspect here, of the Birchat HaNenin component, that would be a Mashu, and the Kiddush component, which would be the Shir. I think the Aruch HaShulchan is essentially taking a very radical version of the Kobe one, because Kobe wanted to say, which I think is more reasonable, which is maybe the Mikdash should have a little bit to check off the Birchat HaNenin, right? This is what you said, right? The Mikdash should have a Mashu to check off the Birchat HaNenin box, and then someone else should have the full Milalugmav to knock off the Kiddush component. The Aruch HaShulchan says, no, everybody's mashahu might add up to the Milalugmav because of the Hana component, which makes it a significant drink, because if Morty wanted to say Hagafen, wanted to have grape juice, he would have to say Brechat Hagafen. And now that Eitan is making Kiddush and Morty is having a little bit of wine, the fact that he's getting Hana and wouldn't have been able to make his own, wouldn't have been able to drink it without either saying his own bracha or hearing from Eitan, makes it that the little bit of juice he made is now halachically significant. But there's the second aspect of the Lonugmav needs to come for the Kishmas. This is where things get a little bit too fancy for me.
It's like you can say that one for them, either you can have the Lonugmav, which is Hana, which is like mostly everybody, each person has to have their own personal Hana.
Yeah, so this is I agree with Binyamin that a more likely explanation for this shita is that is simply that you think Milalugmav is a shir. And if it's a shir, so then we can quibble about whether one person must have the shir, or like we do by karbanot, it's a machloket, whether it must be whether you must eat it or it must be eaten. And you would be machadesh that by kiddush it must be drunk and not that someone needs to do an act of drinking. Now, that would be mechudash anyways, but probably less mechudash than the version that the Aruch HaShulchan came up with, which is so phenomenally lamdish. But I'm not meyach who's convinced by it. Okay, so page 6.
Yay.
Quotes first the tour who says, Vadoni Avizal Kadashigam Kiddush Yotzin Vitimar Acher. Right, the Rosh, as you remember, had said that someone else can be Yotze. Avala Ridva Katav Perik Chalon Meshematozushim Lotam Echab Am Lalugmav Kaven Shibain Kulam Damo Gesheru Yotzin the Kulam Mitzdarfin Lalugmav. Right, but the Ridva quotes the position of Tosva that everybody together can drink. Katav B'Mordechai Yashan B'Sof Yoma. So now he builds on. He says, the Mordechai at the end of Yoma says as follows. Sheheshiv Ri, the Shiur Te'ima Gabe Mekadesh, Be'inan Melo Lugmav. That the Shiur of tasting has to be Melo Lugmav. And that who needs to drink it? The Mekadesh. Okay. Va'ani avia eini meshev al ari lachar mita. So he's quoting here the Ravya, but the Ravya very nicely doesn't call himself the Ravya. He calls him the avia because he takes off his own smicha. He doesn't refer to himself as rabbi. So he is just avia. But to everyone else, he is the Ravya. Who is the Ravya, by the way? Good excuse. I mean, not excuse to not know who the Ravya is, but to not look at us.
Oh, Eliezer Ben Yoel Halevi?
Yep. From when?
From 1140 to 1225.
So he's a German Bala Tosfot.
He had a significant influence on the Rush.
Yes, he did. There you go. Vaniyavia any Meshiv in one of my, you know, among my favorite phrases in rabbinic terminology, which is that once someone's died, you know, you have to be careful to argue with them because ein mishivin et ha'ari l'achar mita, right? You don't respond to the lion only after he's dead, right? Meaning, it's very easy. You have a dead lion there to say, you know, ha, look at you. You don't do that when he's alive. So he said, look, ein mishivin et ha'ari l'achar mita. He said, I'm not really comfortable with this because he's not here to defend himself. On the other hand, it's Torah, so I don't have a choice. I need to say something. Shekach mikublani. This is my misara. The Rav Yom, quoted in the Mordechai. Shamivarech ein sarach lishtot mila lugmav. That the Mivarech doesn't have to. Ella, and now finally Kobe gets his vindication. Kima, Shir Grono. The Mekadesh needs to have something. V'yelech svivot lugmav, v'teida degabe mevarech ketani imtam ala lugmav. V'ketani ashodim ala lugmav, v'du revidu shir kosho brachum, lugmav gadol revid v'muchach. Now he thinks that lugmav is bigger than a revid, which I don't want to get into. He has a unique shita that lugmav is bigger than a revid. G'abim lugmav v'shamim hil, v'eichen she yishtem ala lugmav, v'alkarach tam hudavar muat. That can't be, it must be a little bit. V'taim ala lugmav nene, he said, look, you could say that he has to drink the whole thing, but he's not convinced because, and here's his diuk to support Kobe, is that that it says that the Mekadesh has to be toim, not shoteh. Right, so his diuk is that he thinks that maybe the shir malalugmav does not have to be drunk by the Mekadesh, but the Mekadesh needs to at least taste. And that is Kobi's svara. And that, admittedly, is actually easy to understand, which is, from the vantage point of Birchat HaNenin, you have to have a kol shehu. And then there's the shir component, and maybe the shir component you can give over to somebody else, right? Because there's the Birchat HaNenin component, the ritual component. So the Birchat HaNenin, you have to have something. But the ritual one, if you want, you can give over to somebody else.
Okay.
Now, he says it isn't totally convinced. Okay. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a decently long tshuva on the topic. Which is not actually about this at all. It's about at a wedding, the case that got us water spilled everywhere yesterday, which is a Masada Kedushin. But in that context, he has a discussion about this, and he writes as follows. Kimelo lugmav, mecheven shu yituve da'ato b'shtiel ish echad, nechshav kishe shatu sachze me'akos, shtia chashuva, af sheshatu zeshtayim u'shlosha v'yoter. Now, I will be honest that these words, it is similar to the Aruch HaShulchan, and they are as confusing to me as the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay? Again, melo lugmav, mecheven shehu yituvei data b'shtia le'ish echad. Since it is the amount that would satisfy one person, nechshav kisheshatu, it's considered having drunk sachze, this amount, me'akos shtia chashuva, from this cup a significant drinking, af sheshatu ze shnayim u'shlosha v'yoter. Yeah, so I find this strange, meaning the easy way would just be what Binyamin said, if you think multiple people can drink, that's because it's an objective shear. Ramosha seems to be hedging slightly more, which is, it's correct. It's a shear that measures a subjective experience, but then that makes it objective enough that it can be divided amongst multiple people.
That's kind of the exact position that you were saying you weren't convinced by yesterday.
Correct, but it's the Aruch HaShulchan and it's Ramosha. And in fact, how do I know that the Ramosha is saying the same as the Aruch HaShulchan? And even less than a malogmav counts as anah, kid the katav, Aruch HaShulchan. Right? Vigam lefinanaikis, yishu revim, and sarvim kuli alma. And if they drank, or then he has a second chiddush. And he says, and even if you don't buy this, and this is very fancy lamdus, he said, okay, maybe you aren't willing to buy that the subjective shear of Malo Lugmav is a shear such that it's Morty and Josh can drink it together. Okay. But what if Morty and Josh split the shear, but they didn't split a Malo Lugmav? They split a Ravid. You don't need a Ravid. You don't, meaning, correct. You had five people together drink a Ravid. Then Ramosha's Mechadesh, that everybody would be Moda, it works. Why? Because even if, what's his Svara? Even if you think Malo Lugmav is a subjective experiential shear in there, it can't be divided. If instead of relying on the subjective lower shear of Malo Lugmav,
you're relying on the objective shear of
the right? Our shear as a conglomerate decides to say Kiddush together and decides, you know what, we're going to split the drink, but our end goal isn't going to be to drink a Malo Lugmav, but it's going to be to drink a Revi'it, since that's a halachically recognized shear in the rest of the Torah, then everyone would agree. Now, is that obvious that everyone would agree?
No.
No, it's not obvious that everyone would agree. Not if you think that you need a Maitzer Shtia. It's only if you think that you don't need a Maitzer Shtia, that you need the Koshel Bracha to be drunk, that you would say this.
This.
Did I say it was? Yes. I didn't say it wasn't mechudash. I didn't say it wasn't fancy lumdus. Look, this sugya is very interesting because the lumdus, the basic lumdus, sort of makes sense, and then everybody has their twists on it that is like mixing and matching. The Maisa Shtia, the cup needs to be drunk, Hana Shel Shtia, Shtia of one person, multiple people.
Honestly, going in a couple years ago, I didn't think that Kiddush would be as much fun as this.
Yeah. No, these are a bunch of, each of them are like smallish sugyot. Each one is bite-sized, or Malo Lugmav, or whatever, yeah. What? Yes, exactly. And why? Because it's halacha lemaisa. Right? It's halacha lemaisa. You can't just
ignore anything.
Yeah. Okay. We have like two more sources before we get to Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll see how this plays out actually in halacha. In addition to all of this, as I said, in addition to the question of whether the Mekadesh has to drink, there is this sort of lechatchila thing that he should drink, even if you think he doesn't have to. Probably something like chibuv mitzvah, like just wrong. Like I made kiddush and then I shove it off to you. And that's what the Rosh says. Avo bishen shvichin lishtot lechatchila, miu mitzvah lishtot. You don't. Lechatchila, you should. Okay. Why did I re-put this Ron? I don't know why I re-put the Ron. Okay, we'll skip. Okay, I may have just put it there to remind you of what the non, like what ritual thing Kiddush during the day could be, even if it isn't Kiddush, right? Namely, that it could be Shir Alayayin. I could have just been putting that to remind you of that. That's what the Ron says. Okay, fine. Let's carry down the halacha. More lumdus will come up a little bit in as we go through the halacha, but let's figure out what we paskin. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Im lo ta'am hamekadesh." If the one making kiddush didn't drink it, v'tam echad me'am besumin kumalo lugmav yatsa. V'ein shdiat shnayim etzarven limlo lugmav. Okay, so what is he? How does he paskin? Like who? Rashba. That the Mekadesh doesn't need to drink, Anyone can drink, but when they drink, the person who drinks must have malolomov. However, he says, mikol makom mitzvah min amuchar, but nevertheless, it's a mitzvah, sheyitamu kulam. Bechatchila, everybody, not just the Mekadesh, everybody who's hearing the Kiddush should drink wine. What? Not necessarily. That's the Yesh Omrim. He says, some people say, now, again, the Mefarshim assume this is probably a Chibuv Mitzvah thing, right, and not the Grizz's, you must do it because otherwise it's not part of the Suda. Most assume it's a Chibuv Mitzvah, but remember, according to the Grizz, it's actually Ma'akev. The Yesh Omrim. Then he brings as a Yesh Omrim, the Chavan Shebein Kulam, Tamu Kulam Luglav, Yatsu. The Shtiat Kulam Misterefet Lekishir. Some say that everyone combined can get some Lologmav. Vagaonim, Sovrim Shim Lo Tam Makadish Lo Yatsa, but the Gaonim say that if the person making Kiddush isn't Yotze, V'ra'ui Lachosh Ledivrehem. And it's proper to be Machmir. So which of the Shitos does he quote? All three. The Gaonim that the Tam, that the Makadish has to be the one drinking, the position that he doesn't, but whoever drinks has to be Lologmav, the possibility that he couldn't be Mistareth, Lechatchila, which one does he hold? That the Mekadesh should drink it? It sounds like his primary position is that someone drink Malolugmav, but he doesn't fully reject the position that total people can combine. All those for Shulchan Aruch end up being live options. So in case you thought things were clear, they're not. They're not. Why should they be clear? Rahman al-Islam. Lo aleinu. Yeah.
Somebody drinks more than that person, not Yitzhak. If they drink a
month before, probably. Interesting. Can you say there's like a start to the wine? I'm not sure, actually. I don't know. Maybe. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein thinks that the minog is, as we saw, to be mekel, like the most mekel position, like the Aruch HaShulchan, like the Ritva. Right? Rav Moshe says, Kamidumani shenogin lahakel, shemitstarfin, uva Aruch HaShulchan, reishayin aleph lamidvav, machriya ken lahalacha. So the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Moshe Feinstein are mekel. I don't know why I moved it down. Oh, I think I just gave you the key lines and then I had changed my mind to put longer things. But if you want to look at the longer versions of it, skip for a second. Out of order. Look at 27. This is the full Aruch HaShulchan, and now the longer piece in Rav Moshe. So Aruch HaShulchan says, Lefiuni Daiti, Raya Brura, Shemitzarfin Lamalogmav. I have a proof that they are Mitzarev. Share Afilu, Bimai Dechtev, Mifurish Bitorah, Mitzvah Achila. Even when the Torah says you have to eat. Mikol Mako, Mitzarfin, Shrav Nechnaz, Mitzvah Zu. You can be yotze by having everybody involved. V'hainu debelechem apanim. The Aruch HaShulchan says, you know how I know that everyone has to eat it together? The lechem apanim, which we, the k'tiv v'parshat emar, v'achlu b'makom kadosh. The pasuk says, you have to eat in holy place. V'chol achila hi b'kezayit kayadua. And achila is a kezayit, as well known. Mikol makom amru chazal b'reish perek dal diyoma. And nevertheless, Chazal said at the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Yoma, or alternatively on Daf Gimel in Pesachim, if you remember we did the sugya all the way at the beginning of the year, She'egiyah l'kol kohen kipol, that each kohen only got a bean size. V'upachum mikazayir kipirish rashi zo el bal korcheinu d'achila kula mitzdarfo. Now, if you wanted to push back on the Aruch HaShulchan, how could you push back? Yeah, is that karbono? There's a mitzvah that it should be ne'echal, right? It's in the cheftza that it has to be eaten, whereas most mitzvah achila are bigavra, that you need to do a ma'isa achila, right? That was what we spent all that time on this sugya of trying to figure out. Are karbono different? Are different karbono different? Is karbon pesach different than other karbono? Does karbon pesach require a ma'isa achila? Maybe lechem apanim doesn't require a ma'isa achila. Remember we spent all this time in Daf Gimel?
It's no fetish that carbon.
Exactly, but the Aruch HaShulchan says, aha, no, it says the word achila, and therefore, if it says achila, there must be one type of achila, which is kashir. And if by karbonot we say that you can be mitzarif with pachon mikasher and it counts, then by every achila in the universe. Now this is sort of odd because I don't think the Aruch HaShulchan would have said that by matzah, right? Right, that it's going to work. Or even if we average it out, right? I don't think anyone's going to say, well, who really likes matzah here? All right, Eitan really likes it. So, and Yonah sort of likes it. So we would say, so at our sheer Seder, Yonah will have a kizayit. But then Eitan will be moser nefesh. And Eitan will have 8 kizaitim. And everyone else will average out of 0. Or maybe they'll have a tiny bit. You know, they'll have a pachot mikizayit. And he'll, we don't say such a thing. Right, so I don't know. Either a quarter kizayit and we're... we'll hold hands while we're doing it, or all, I don't know. But like, I don't know exactly. Like, the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't say things like that. So why Kiddush? Now, does he think that Kiddush is particularly like Karbonah? He doesn't say that. He said, va'od. But then he says what I think is a slightly better Svara. Which is, okay, fine. Maybe it's hard to say that every Achila in Kalatarakula is about the Hefta being eaten and not eating it. That seems weird. But what would be a slightly stronger svara? To say that Kiddush uniquely is that way. And he says that's his second move. The Od Yesh Raya, Misham, Delo Alkola Mesubin Mutal Chiyav Lit O Meakos, Sherei Amru Sham Dekonim Snum Mashkoed Yedeyem Lo Ochlu Klal. Right? He says, because what's going on by Karbonot is not really that each of them is having a quarter of it, which is your case, Josh. What is really happening by Lechem Apanim? What does the Gemara say? The Kohanim Snur or Moshe Chidem, they just wouldn't have anything. Which shows that in that case, what is it? It's a mitzvah that it should be eaten rather than it than to eat it. But if we already paskin that what? Like Rashbam and not Tosfot. Rashbam and not the Gonim, that it must be drunk. And not that the Mekadesh needs to drink it. So then you could say that you could either drink nothing, or the fact that you could drink nothing and still be Yotzei shows that it's about it being drunk. And once you say it's about it being drunk, so then it could be that we're Mestarif. That's not crazy. Correct. It's not obvious because you could just say no. It's there's two things. There's Amira ala kos, and then there's drinking of the kos, and each of those must be done as a significant halachic act. You're right. He seems not to buy that. He says it must be that by karbana, what you're saying is that Kohanim, the corporate entity, must eat, not the Kohen must eat. And he says, if that's the case, then Kiddush for sure, Dilarova Pauskim, he says it's more than that. Alakos mi derabanan, the coast to begin with is derabanan, but the ikar is the amira. And he says, right, and even if it is daoraita, it doesn't say it explicitly in the Torah. And therefore he says it's a much weaker achila. Again, I think you could have said it stronger than him, which is, since we paskin anyone can drink it, maybe that point says it's a mitzvah for it to be drunk rather than to drink it. He says, no, it's just a low-level drinking to begin with. It's more about the Amira to begin. It's really about the Amira. The drinking is like an afterthought. And if it's an afterthought, so then it doesn't really matter that any particular person has the experience of drinking the shir. You just need to make sure that the cup gets drunk. Okay? I think you could have had different, you could have had different details there. But that is the Aruch HaShulchan that Rav Moshe is invoking. And the longer piece, if you wanted Rav Moshe, here altogether in 26 is when Masha Hikshal Ritvab, Shikadu Bishem Atozut, Deshtiat Shnaim, Mitzdarfin, Mitozut Yoma, Umazu Yushal Zebuchrochen, Lomar Shkona Ritva, Eno Altozut Shalufanenu, Shudochog Vitamuad, Akumam Nizhon Tarz, Madevsh Shloy, Estira, Betozut Shalon, and he just said, okay. There's a stira in Tosa, Ritzvah must have a different Tosa, that's fine. Sharad vidu eir vidayitach, eno etzleino. Vuhu derabedu tam, hu haba sham bitosa, lomar delashon im tam, lo lugmav, urakim, lo lugmav, kimo yom akipurim. It's the malugma of Yom Kippur. Ika az tam d'shtiach hashuva mikosum gomalugav d'ikwa zidu v'idata. By Yom Kippur, the reason you need malugma, as we talked about, is because you need to be satiated. V'shayach hazeh chashivot shem sh'tiach me'akos. And there you need drinking from the cup. Malugmav dafka leka ta'am afim ayakos gadol. If you don't have a malugmav, then it's not drinking. You've got a huge cup. Me'achar du yotin revi'et shushir ha-torah b'mashkin li'isurin. Ushir kos makam shetzarach v'kod gen tzarach shi ha-kos gadol revi'et. Avol kumalugmav v'chem tshu yitu v'idata b'shtia li'shechad. Nech shu shu shach zem ha-kos shtia chashuva. Av shu 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 shu. Right, so you could understand it to be a shear, even if you combine it together, etc. And as I said, we got Gajul Lovdanu, Bano Balma, da da da, and then he quotes the Yochel Shulchan, as we already saw. Okay, now if you go back up now to the Elia Rabbah, 23. Kadav Arash Misra Dav Shei, Ulfiyan Eidadi Yoter Yishlish Bachal Ritva B'Shem Totav Shevi Beit Yosef. The Elia Rabbah also paskins make right then like the Ritva. Tosfot in Yoma, and this is what Ramosha is invoking, says, Hadam repair Kalamakadishim Tamala Lugmav Yatsav and Lavo Yatsar Minu Tam, Dadam Nami Kalam Lugmav. Tosfot had said, no, whoever drinks has to have Mala Lugmav. Why? Because it's an experiential shear. The Tam to have Edimi Inan used to Vedata, because you need to be satiated. And what's his proof that it's an experiential shear? What's his proof that it's an experiential shear? That he's comparing it to Yom Kippur, which is clearly experiential. The Melo Lugmav in Yom Kippur is the shear because that's how much satiates you. And unlike those who distinguish and say that just because it's the same shear, it's not doing the same thing, Rabbi Tam said the Pashup Shad is on Yom Kippur, it's experiential. Then, if it's the same shear on Shabbos, then it's also experiential. In which case, whoever drinks it has to drink. Halacha is less convinced. And he says, Al kein af she'in limchot bi'ara mekilin. He says, look, I wouldn't fight those who are mekel. D'yesh lehem al ma'al ismoch, because they have what to rely on. Mikol makom lechatchila nachon lizar b'zamot. But lechatchila, you shouldn't do that. U'befrat sha'am ogen Avram katav gam ha'yesh omrim shovet ma'an itzerov u'rak l'inyan di'avad. Because the Magen Avram thinks that even when we say it works, that's only b'di'avad. V'chein v'darech chayim v'sholchaneh v'chayadem lo ekilu rak b'di'avad. V'da v'darech chayim katav di'avad ma'an itzerov kol mazumun afil otam ha'mekadesh klau. And b'di'avad, he thinks that it works even without Kobe's chopra from the Beit Yosef. Meaning, even if the Mekadosh is nothing, he says, you should only rely on it b'sharat chak. But if it's a sharat chak, then you could rely on everybody drinking it, even without the Mekadosh. You shouldn't rely on it. Unless it's sharat chak. But when you rely on it, the Mekadosh doesn't even just drink anything. The person making the bracha has a wine allergy, but is the only person... Right. Yeah, he's allergic to sulfites, and he thought it was grape juice. He brings it near his nose, and he smells the wine, right? So we are whatever. I don't know. Or whatever, right? Yes, exactly. His mouth was open enough to say the Kiddush, but then in the 2 seconds from bringing it towards his mouth blows up. Yeah, and it can't get into his mouth. I don't know, right? Or he realizes that. Or he realized as he was bringing the wine to his mouth that he had taken medicine with which you can't mix alcohol. Right? I don't know. Shut up, tchak. I don't know how tchak he needs, but tchak. Shmir Shabbat Kelchata tells you, just again, to just give you a little bit of survey of modern psak. So he says, Lechadchila yishta mekadesh ba'atzmo shir kumala lugma minayayin. Lechadchila, he thinks that the mekadesh should drink the full shir. V'lo yitin l'chaver l'shtob m'komo, v'gam lo yitchalekim obishtiyat shir zesh m'la lugmav shal yayin. Umi she'enu yachol l'shtob yayin m'la lugmav. If you can't handle a full m'la lugmav, then he says, go Kobe's direction. which is Yitom Ma'at Min Ayayin, have a little bit of wine, Vachar Yitin L'Chaver L'Shol Kol Melugmav, and then let someone else have a full Melugmav. Right? So, Shlomo Zalman is going, ideal Melugmav. Second is, what? No, because he holds like Kobe. That the, on the Birchat Hanen inside, you need to have a Mashu, and someone else, L'Chavchila, should do a full Maisa Shtia. And therefore, should have a Melugmav. Ubidi Avad, if that, you didn't do that, Yatsi De Chavo Avim Chalek Im Chaver B'Shirkum L'Lugmav. Bidi Avad, it works even if you divide up the Melo Lugmav. That's second level Bidi Avad. He's going, he's giving you a hierarchy. Ubidi Avad, Gamim Lo Tamekadish Klom, Echmasers of Lugmav, Afilum Shadu Achadim, and I'm assuming she's coming to say Ide Chavash, and I get this movie. Kadish, and you're Yacham Lugmav, Yatsu Kulam Ide Chavadam. Bidi Avad, that would work. Okay? Oh, I'm sorry. No. He has two levels of Bidi Avad. His first level Bidi Avad is where the Mekadish splits the Lugmav with one other person. And his final level of Bidi Avad is where the Mekadesh drinks nothing, right? So his, good. So his highest level is that the Mekadesh drinks a full Melugmav. The second is that he drinks a Mashu and someone else has a Melugmav. His third level is that the Mekadesh drinks and they do the splitting, but one of the people involved in the split is the Mekadesh. And the absolute last level for him is that Mekadesh drinks nothing, and you divide up the drinking amongst everybody who is there. Ah, there we go. So according to most chibuv mitzvah, it just shows you love the mitzvah. That's the rush. That's the Mishnah Berurah takes the rush. Yeah. Unless you're the Griz. But if you're not the Griz and you think you're Chayav Mikra, then... What? Correct, no. This is not, but most people are not following the grist. Correct. Yalkut Yosef says, L'chadchila, Roi Shemekadesh Atma Yishtemayayin Kolon Lugmav. Also says, L'chadchila, you should drink Kolon Lugmav. V'imakadesh lo tam kolon lugmav, v'elam tam ma'ah, v'chadchila tam kolon lugmav, b'diavad yatsu kulam yidei chavad kiddush. Second level is exactly Kobe's. That you have a little bit, and someone else has a full Kolon Lugmav. And then the next level is even if it was all together, but the best is the best. You call him Mesubim Yitum in Ayayin, that everybody should drink the wine, Chibub Mitzvah, what I just said, because it shows you love the Mitzvah. Okay, that is the end of this Sugya. I just gave you a very, very brief point, which is that there is one more aspect to why everyone should drink, and that is a skula, which I'm not going to get into too much, but just so you know that exists, from the Gemara. And that is the following, that the Gemara on Shabbat Kuf Yud Gimel says, that psia gasa notelet elev echa mechamesh mi'amor einav shel adam, taking large steps, takes away 1/500th of your vision, and how do you get your vision back? U'mahadr le b'kidusha devei shimshay. Kiddush at night brings it back. Okay. It's a Gemara. And Rashi says that specifically, it's not the saying of Kiddush, it's Hashote miyayin shel Kiddush b'leile Shabbatot. It's the drinking of wine. It apparently has spiritual medicinal properties. It has a spiritual... What? Or maybe physically, I don't know. Does red wine health benefits? Let's see, what's new?
Oh my goodness.
Let's see. Well, it has rich in antioxidants. Seriously, it's not letting me look at it unless I'm 21 years of age. Thank you. Okay. One, rich in antioxidants, lowers bad cholesterol, keeps heart healthy, regulate blood sugar, reduces the risk of cancer, helps treat the common cold, keeps memory sharp, keeps you slim, reduces depression, has positive effects on the, let's see. Wait, so let me just see. Does red wine help benefit on eyes? Let's see. Yes! Okay, we found it. David, just for you, according to the Southern Eye Care Associates, wine is loaded with eye-healthy antioxidants that may protect the eyes against cataracts and other age-related conditions.
Red wine,
so, so yeah, Holyoke, that is the school. Maybe it's not a school. Maybe it's medicinal. Fine.